You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Ruth? Hello? Can you hear me? I'm coming soon. Ben, turn that blasted music down.
Everything all right?
Oh, hi, Mum.
I think Ruth's taking a shower.
Yeah, I know. I just really want to talk before she leaves. Adam's going to be here soon.
Is he bringing a dinner?
Yes, and some hardcore. Ben! It's only a temporary fix, but it'll shore up the bank where the tree's blown down.
Will you still be able to drive me over to Carol's?
Yeah, I should do. What time?
Well, sooner rather than later. Unless you need me here.
No.
It'll be nice to spend a quiet afternoon together. She's going to join me at this church talk this evening.
Fine.
Good. Probably best to go before this weather gets any worse.
Yeah.
I don't envy Ruth driving all the way to Prada.
And I've said that to her. I told her the Environment Agency texted me a warning, but will she listen?
You can understand why she wants to go, though.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, it's going to be a big shock for poor Heather. She's been thinking she was going to have you all nearby.
I know.
And now what's going to happen to her? It's obvious Ruth doesn't think she can stay in her home much longer.
Mum, you don't have to tell me.
And it all falls on Ruth's shoulders.
It doesn't have to, though. I'd go with her if she'd ask. I mean, Heather is my mother-in-law.
It's different, though.
And just because we're not moving
now... When it's your own mother...
Yeah, I'm just saying, it's not as if I'm expecting Ruth to deal with an ageing parent on her own.
Ruth. Sorry, love. I was bringing up some towels for the airing cupboard. David, could
Excuse
you?
Excuse me.
Yeah, sorry, of course.
Is Josh in his room?
No, he's already gone to Darrington.
Thank
you. Ruth, hold on.
David, I haven't time. I need to dry my hair. Pack the bag.
Yeah, all right, okay.
And by the time I get to Mum's, it'll be dark.
Well, maybe you shouldn't go. At least not until tomorrow. The weather's forecast to be better then.
If I go tomorrow, then Ben won't be back in time for school.
Well, then he just won't go with you.
But David, he wants to see his granny. He worries. It's really sweet of him.
Yeah, maybe, but...
And for the record, my mother's not something to be dealt with.
What?
Well, that's what you said. Well, what if it were Jill? What if she were 200 miles away?
Ruth, I didn't
and
mean
And frail
that...
and on her own. It wouldn't matter how bad the weather was. She'd click her fingers and you would just...
Hey, you know full well that Mum has never tried to stop us moving.
You have no idea what it's like not to have your family all around you.
But...
Look, I have to get dressed.
I've hung Josh's hoodie in his wardrobe. I'll take myself downstairs.
I'm getting cold.
Ruth, hang on. Mum, she wasn't saying that...
That's okay.
Were you, Ruth? Oh, come on, love. Were your family too? It's not as if anyone's deliberately set out to hurt anyone.
Dad?
What?
Adam's here.
Yeah, all right. Just a second. Ruth, please.
Did you hear me?
Yes, I heard you, Pip. I'll be down in a second.
Afternoon.
Oh. Adam.
Ready to get cracking? I'm a bit pressed for time.
Yeah, all right. Well, all right. I'm on my way.
Oh,
Elizabeth, come in.
Oh. Nice and warm in here, though. That smells good.
Yeah, I'm making a cottage pie for this evening. Auntie Chris is coming to supper.
Oh, that's nice. And you're listening to the Messiah.
I am.
So you're definitely signing up, then?
Well, you're very persuasive. I thought if I heard it again before rehearsals start...
Exactly.
Oh, and it is beautiful.
Yeah, and if in doubt, you just mime.
Well, that's the other option. And how are you?
Windswept. Sorry, I'm dripping all over your floor.
Oh, don't worry.
Well, other than that, though, it's all pretty normal, really. Making arrangements for Easter. We're going to do bonnet making in the Crack Barn.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, and there'll be the egg trail as usual. Like I say, it's all very ordinary, especially considering the grand plans I've been making.
Yes, quite. Right, that's ready for the oven. Oh, I'm sorry, I haven't said hello. Here, give me a coat.
Thanks, Sheila.
Now, a cup of tea? Ooh.
Cheers, Adam. You can see why I wanted to fix the bank.
No, absolutely.
And the ground's sodden as it is. And if the am gets any higher...
Honestly, it's the same for us. You know they put the new defences up in Borchester?
Yeah, so I hear. Hope they get them up in time. You know, the Environment Agency is predicting that the river won't peak until the early hours.
Still, that should hold it.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good 5 tons of hardcore we put in there. And then with all the topsoil...
Yeah, well, it'll do till the spring.
And then, it's Justin Elliott's problem.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, don't let me take up any more of your time.
Thanks.
Are you going to have to move your sheep?
No, they're in beach copse. It never floods.
Right.
And you?
Oaky Bank.
Ah.
And we've a few young stock over at Marnie's.
So no worries there, then?
No.
Well, enough of getting rained on.
Yeah.
Bye, Pip.
Yep, see you, Adam.
Is she all right, David?
Oh, yeah, she's fine. She's just, you know, she's a bit upset with me at the moment.
Huh?
Nah, it's nothing. Are you sure you don't mind getting in touch with Charlie?
No. I'll let him know about the warning.
All right, well, thanks again.
No problem. Say hello to Ruth for me.
Will do. Pip, you coming back in the Land Rover with me?
Yeah.
Well, come on then. I need to take Gran over to Carol's.
I'm coming.
No point in staring at the river. You know, I really could do without the silent treatment.
You what?
Bad enough that your mum's furious with me. Gran's upset.
What do you want me to say?
Well, anything would be nice.
You didn't even discuss it, Dad. You just announced we weren't going.
Okay.
Well, what about my opinion? Or Josh's or mum's? I mean... You keep telling us we're the future of the farm.
You are.
Well, it doesn't seem like it.
Look, Pip.
You never listen. You didn't like it when I suggested solutions to the new road.
That's
which
not true.
Was the whole reason for selling Brookfield.
Pip, I do listen.
See? You're not even listening now.
All right.
So what now? They're still going to build the new road. And even with robotic milkers, the farm doesn't make enough to pay 2 extra salaries.
Look. The road's not definite yet. We have to keep on fighting.
So we can carry on like now? Because that's a thing, isn't it? That's why we're in this mess. You don't want anything to change.
Pip.
You just want everything to stay the same.
Oh, listen to that. The wind's really picking up. So you've spoken to these PR people then? Hmm? Oh, yeah. Although they tried to renegotiate the package, started suggesting ways they could cut down the scale of the campaign.
But if you haven't got the money...
Which is exactly what I told them. So it's back to placing adverts in Borsetshire Life, I suppose.
Oh, I'm sorry, Elizabeth.
Oh, no, look, I'd much rather David and Ruth stayed.
Mm. Oh, yes, of course.
And but... Mum's so much happier.
Yes, true. Although...
What? She said something to you?
Oh, no, you're right. She's over the moon. It's just... Well, that money would have changed everything, wouldn't it? You get used to thinking your life's one way, and then... Well... Oh, I don't know.
And you couldn't expand the business anyway?
No. Not without a massive loan. And at our age...
Hey, speak for yourself.
No, I'm sorry. I was talking about Alistair and me.
Oh, I see.
No, we'll just keep on muddling through.
Well, at least you haven't spent anything yet. I'm worried about Kenton. David not telling him, I mean.
Well, what difference would it make? Even if he flew back now, it wouldn't save him anything.
I suppose.
Yeah, go on, have another biscuit.
Thanks.
Did you see the photos he sent?
Yeah.
Mariel looks amazing with that new haircut, doesn't she?
I know.
And they looked so happy together.
You can't put a price on that. That's what this whole roller coaster with Brookfield's taught me. You know, having a family around you. It's worth everything.
Mum, it was aimed at me, not you.
Maybe.
hate Ruth to think you were staying because of me.
She doesn't, honestly.
You say that,
she
but...
doesn't.
Oh, David, mind out.
It's all right, I saw it.
Goodness, there's so many branches on the road.
Yeah, well, it's what was forecast. Oh, I'm sorry, Mum. I didn't mean it to be like this. When I realised I couldn't sell Brookfield...
No, I know you didn't.
I just felt like it was such a burden lifting. And I suppose I just assumed that ultimately everyone would feel the same. Not that I didn't think it would be a shock.
No, of course.
But I did think they'd understand.
Well, you know I do.
Yeah. So you definitely don't need me to pick you up?
No, Frieda's going to drive me back.
All right.
What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'll probably have a lazy evening in front of the telly. Josh is staying over at Alfie's in Darrington, and I think Pip said she might go to this karaoke night at the Bull.
I see.
It's not often I get an evening to myself.
Well, I don't expect I'll be late. Ooh!
Mum, careful. Do you need me to hold the door for you?
No, I've got it. Ooh! You will tell Ruth to drive carefully.
Go on, Pip. Don't hang around out here for me.
Okay. Give Granny Heather my love.
I will.
And tell her I'll call next week.
All right, now go and get in the dry. I'll see you tomorrow night.
Pip, where are you off to? Are you doing the milking?
Yeah, I'm going now.
All right, there's only checking. So, they're all packed then?
Eventually. Ben took forever.
Where is he?
He's in the car. He's got his headphones in.
Oh, yeah. Ruth, are you certain about driving in this? I almost hit a branch taking Mum to Glebe.
David!
Please stay. I feel so much better if you waited till tomorrow.
Look, we've discussed this. I'm not going to drive like a maniac.
No, I know you won't.
And Mum's expecting me this evening. I have to go. I need to talk to her properly.
Yeah, of course, I know that.
It's not just our lives you're turning upside down. This is affecting her as well.
Well, when did I ever say it didn't?
Look, I'm putting my mother first for once.
Oh, Ruth! Please don't leave like this. It's got nothing to do with putting anyone first. Well, at least call me when you get there. Let me know you're safe. Ruth!
Dad!
Yeah, hang on. Ruth!
Dad, the pit is full of water!
What?
Dad, it's coming up through the drain!
What is? What are you talking
about? In the parlour, come on!
But...
Quick, hurry!
Oh, I ain't sure, Fallon. I don't want showing up.
Who could possibly show you up, Eddie?
Me? No. The rest of us ain't got a chance against the singing detective here.
Don't talk rubbish. There's no need to worry about Harrison.
No.
Well, and we need some really good performers, you know, to get the karaoke going. Well, go on, just for me.
I'm only messing with you. I'll show this young pretender.
Oh.
I was duetting with Jolene while you were still squealing for your mother.
I don't doubt it. Besides, I probably won't even be taking part.
Eh? Oh, sorry, just one sec.
Eddie, mind the speaker cable.
Harrison, what do you mean you ain't taking
part? All right, David.
Well, I'll be too busy behind the bar.
What? You can sing one song. They've got Islands in the Stream.
Fallon.
Islands in the stream, that is what we are.
Hey, stop
no
it.
No one in between.
Oi.
How can we be wrong? Sail away with me. Ooh,
to another world. And we rely on each other. Uh-huh.
Jazza. I was wondering where you got to.
I've been with other folk down by the river.
The river?
What? You mean you've never seen it?
Seen what?
Well, I'll show you.
Sorry, Fallon, I got to go. Emergency at Brookfield. Something to do with the pit flooding, I ain't too sure. Hopefully I'll be back in time for the karaoke, though.
Oh, wait, hang on, Eddie. So is it working?
Not really. I mean, the pump's definitely slowed it down, but... Well, it's still rising.
Dad, we have to stop it.
Yes, Pip, I know.
But if the water reaches the electric...
Look, you just carry on with the milking, all right? Oh, these old feed bags aren't working. I'm going to have to find something else to block the drains.
David?
Eddie, oh, thank God. You see why we need you now?
Flipping heck. I thought it was a burst pipe or something.
If only. The drains are backing up with all sorts of muck and filth.
Yeah, what have you seen outside?
Yeah, I know. It's tipping it down.
Yes, but have you...
Even so, it shouldn't be causing this.
No, I mean the am. He's burst a bag. There's water pouring all over the fields.
Whereabouts?
Well, at least a couple of places. He's coming up the lane.
The lane? No, it can't be.
I'm just driven through it.
How fast?
Oh, it's hard to say. At the speed the river's rising, though, it won't be long till it's reached the yard.
Oh, no, it won't get that far, will it, Dad?
I don't know.
Well, what about the buildings? What if we have to move the herd?
Well, let's not assume the worst.
Come on, Dad, it's the first place that we're hit.
Then we'll have to deal with it. We need to concentrate on the parlour. We lose that and we can't milk the cows. Well, then I've really no idea what we're going to do.
And you can't stop the water.
The pressure's just too strong. Although...
What?
The main drain underneath the yard. If we can get down there and wedge something in it, that might just do the trick.
Dopey Bamport, look at that.
Oh, no, he's drenched. Dazzo,
mind out! Watch how fast you're driving!
Ah, who's the Bamport now?
Mummy, the river!
Be careful now! Don't run!
Evening!
Oh, hi there, Rob.
Hey, not too close.
Oh,
I know, but they've got wellies on. Wow, look at this.
It's pretty stunning, isn't it?
Oh, you wouldn't want to fall in there. No. Nah, not unless you're in a rush to get to Holton. Then it may be a good idea.
Has the river ever been this high before?
Oh, I don't know, maybe a couple of times.
But I can't remember only just being able to see the arches on the bridge.
Yeah. Jubilee Fields completely vanished.
Yeah. That's what I mean. Isn't it a bit close for comfort?
Oh, Harrison, stop fretting. I told you, it's on the floodplain.
All right, but...
Now, take a photo so I can send it to Mum and Kenton. I want to make them feel guilty about what great weather they're having.
Oh, Fallon, are you sure there's no need to worry?
Jazza, you take it.
Aye, okay.
The field does flood, Harrison. Maybe not as much, but with all this rain...
It comes straight down off the Hassett Hills.
Yeah.
Charlie rang earlier to say there's been a warning.
Oh, really?
You didn't say.
Oh, well, the dairy's far enough away.
Henry, what did I tell you?
One minute. There's Grumpy Face. Really rub it in. There.
Ta. Oh. Now, let's get back inside.
Yeah, we'll come with you.
Oh, are you coming to the pub? Well, you know we've got karaoke tonight.
Henry!
So maybe if you fancied it.
Karaoke?
Maybe not. But
Harrison, are you coming?
Yeah, in a minute. I'm just going to make a call.
Who to? Oh, for heaven's sake, you're not on duty now.
No, I know, but I just need to ring the station.
Eddie... Really, I should do this.
No. I'd rather you were holding on to me.
But only if you're sure.
As much as I'll ever be. Right. Hold on tight, Sora.
Okay. I've got you. Right. Right. Oh. Can you see?
Yeah, just a mess.
You're right.
Yeah, I think so. Pass me down the football.
Right,
make it quick, though.
Here it is. Should I drop it?
No. I think I can reach.
Yeah.
Right.
I did take quite a bit of air out. It might need pumping up. Does it fit?
Hang on.
Sorry, Eddie.
I can't. Right, it's in.
Really?
There's still a bit of water coming. It's wedged in there.
But it's not going to come out again.
I don't know, David. It might. I've done the best I can.
Okay.
Just get me out of here.
What?
Pull me up.
Right. Come on. There we are. Bit further. Right. I got you. Mind your head.
Oh, well done, Eddie. Is it plugged?
Oh, it better be. I ain't doing that again.
You not hurt yourself, have you?
No, I'm fine. Oh, it's just a bit charging.
Yeah.
So what are we going to do about the herd? The water's getting closer. Put them out on high ground, I suppose, once we finish milking?
Yeah, that might be the best thing.
What about Lakey Hill?
No, that's too far. Oh, how are we going to milk them tomorrow? We should put the Herefords out instead. That building's on higher ground. The dairy cows can go in there. Eddie?
Yeah?
Can you help me get the Herefords up to Lakey Hill?
Sure.
Oh,
I could come with you.
What?
I mean, Eddie could stay here.
No, love.
But what
no,
if...
No, 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 no. One of us should be on the farm.
No, but Dad...
I know, but don't worry. All you have to do is finish milking. I won't be long.
You promise?
Yes, Pip, I promise. I'll be back before you know it.
Come on, you're exaggerating.
I'm really not.
Where'd this happen?
You know where the playing fields are?
Up along Parliament Road?
Yeah, and the nursing home's been flooded too. My mate says they can't keep up with all the calls.
Well, still, it doesn't mean to say that it's going to happen here.
Fallon, the water's coming up the road.
But
what?
Well, everyone's having such a good time. Let's not start a panic. Helen, tell him, Ambridge doesn't flood.
Well, we did have a bit last year.
Yeah, out in the fields.
And if the water really is moving as fast as he says...
What about the cellar?
That were Kenton's fault. He forgot to clear the drains.
I'm sorry, Fallon, but we can't just let people sit around. Not when the homes could be at risk.
Harrison, what are you going to do?
Come on, Helen, we should head back.
No, Rob, honestly.
Where's Henry gone?
Why?
Wait, Rob,
sorry,
hang on.
Sorry,
just
sorry,
a second.
Sorry, can I have your attention, please? Can I have your attention? I have an important announcement to make.
Boy, on you go.
David, you want to take the tractor for a while? I can bring up the back of the earth.
Oh, no, there's no point. I can't get any wetter.
Oh, okay.
I've never known the Am to rise so fast.
Oh, me neither.
Go on.
I reckon it's all them new houses up in Orator. There ain't even got nowhere to go.
No, all the new defences. I mean, you might stop the river flooding Porchester, but... it'll only burst out somewhere else.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Come on, let's get this done. I can't leave Pip too long.
No, of course not.
Need to get back.
Yeah, I know. It's just... do you still need me to come with you? I'm kind of worried about getting back across the river.
Oh, no, of course. I'm sorry. I didn't even think.
Yeah, no problem.
Look, as soon as the cows are settled on the hill, I can drop you in the village. And then I'll head back to Brookfield.
Nightingale Farm! And all along the back of Glebelands. The gardens are already underwater.
Are you serious?
Yeah, Jim's helping the Fletchers pack up now.
Oh, my God! Henry, please stay close.
Henry, know whose car that is?
Come
where?
Come on, hold my hand.
Jim be the shop. They need to shift it fast.
Okay.
No!
I've no idea. Harrison?
Me neither. Look, I'll try to find out. You worry about the bull. Is there anyone left inside?
Not sure. I saw Phoebe on her mobile.
Fallon, I'll come with you.
Oh, thanks, Chazza. I'll need help moving the furniture.
Aye, and the beer. You don't want any harm to come to that.
I suppose we'd better start knocking on doors. Do you know anyone else who lives in Glebelands?
Oh, well, there's the Buttons and,
Anyone particularly frail or elderly? Who's that now?
Looks like David.
Great. Do me a favour, Rob. Wait here.
Me?
I could really use you.
No, actually, Harrison, we were going to go.
It's okay, Rob. You should stay.
What?
I'll take Henry home.
No, Helen, I'm coming with you. I want to make sure you're safe.
No, I'll be fine. There's only 5 minutes
Helen,
more.
Helen, really?
You're needed here.
Why, they can manage without me. You're what's most important.
But I'm not, darling. I know you'd feel awful if you didn't help. Oh. It's sweet of you, darling, but honestly, you have to stay.
There you go, Eddie. Can I leave you here?
Yeah, no worries.
David?
Oh, Harrison.
You're still floodwater, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
What's happening?
We need to start evacuating homes. I've tried calling in help, but they're tied up with incidents in Borchester.
Really?
Can we use your trailer?
We're
going to need a tractor soon to reach some of the houses.
Look, I'll help, but David, you need to get back to Brookfield.
Well, yeah, I do.
The water's almost up to the shop. Nightingale Farm's already flooded.
Yeah, and so's his farm.
What about St. Stephen's? There's a talk this evening. My mum's there.
I'm sorry. All I know is we need to stop the water where we can and get people out where we can't.
And then where are you going to take them?
I hadn't got that far.
Well, there's Grey Gables, I suppose.
That's a good idea.
What about Pip?
I know, Eddie.
You could ferry them
you
up
can't
there.
Leave her on her own.
I can't just stand by and do nothing either.
You can't. Ambridge is in real trouble here, David. We need you.
Yes, but bursting in like that, in the middle of the talk.
Did you see her slippers?
Oh.
That's what woke her up. She says she was dozing on the sofa, and all of a sudden she realised her feet were getting wet.
Is she normally like that?
Who, Hilary?
Is she... Well, I don't like to use the word hysterical.
I suppose she's quite highly strung.
That's what I don't understand. Why come all the way over to the church? Wouldn't you just call your neighbours?
Jill, is that Hilary's coffee?
Yes, here you go, Alan. Would she like some sugar?
Well, might as well. She could probably do with it.
So what's happened exactly? Have you got any more sense out of her?
Well, she says that Grange Spinney is flooded.
What? No.
You mean the entire estate?
I said it was pouring down the road. People are barricading their doors.
Oh, my goodness.
Neil's gone with Usha to check the vicarage.
So what's going to happen to the talk?
Well, I think we're probably going to have to cancel it.
Oh, is that someone else?
It's Richard and Sabrina.
Great.
Goodness, look at the state they're in.
Scruff! Scruff! Don't come back here, boy. Oh, Scruff, you hopeless dog, where are you?
Linda?
Clary?
You okay? I heard you shout him.
Have you seen him? Scruff?
Yes.
No, sorry.
But he was barking, and then it stopped.
Oh, I'm sure he'll turn up. Where's Robert?
Scruff!
Is he looking for him as well? No, he's gone to move the llamas.
Oh,
he came in so fast, Clary. I was trying to move things upstairs.
What, you mean?
So Robert told me to pack a bag, and, well, I came down again.
Yeah, all right,
I don't even remember leaving the door open. The water must have scared him.
So it's in the house then, Linda? Look, I can only help if you tell me what's happening.
Right. That's all the blankets and bedding from the cottage.
Oh, well done, Carol. How's the vicarage?
Some water in the kitchen. Usha's doing what she can.
Oh, Alan.
What about here?
Well, Frieda's in quite a state. I've tried to reassure her that Bert will be okay.
Do you think he will be?
I don't know. The bungalow's so close to the river.
No, you're right, Jill. She's better off here. Anyway, the road to the village is impassable.
Is it?
Fortunately, they were smart enough to build the church on higher ground.
Do you think we ought to ring the bell? This is probably the safest place this side of the river.
That's a good idea. Let people know we're here.
Shall I speak to Neil?
Yeah.
Oh!
Oh, no, it's all right, everyone. It's okay. Just stay where you are. We've plenty of candles.
Alan! No,
wait here, Jill. I'll go fetch the matches. And then I'll check the trip switch.
Ow! Careful, Alan!
Yeah. You never know. It may be only us without power.
Linda, are you there? Say something. I can't see. Are you upstairs?
Clary.
Oh, there you are. Well, come on. We shouldn't even be here. When you said water had started coming in.
Can you help me with the coffee table? I can't move it on my own.
Coffee table?
I've got the baby photos and the Coalport dolls.
Linda, don't be daft. We have to leave.
But if we move it now... What was
that? A plant pot, I think.
Not my Easter cactus.
Oh, no. Linda!
Where is it? It's just starting to bloom.
That'll do. It ain't safe.
No, honestly.
Linda! I'm sorry, but there ain't nothing we can do. It's time to go.
I know, Clary. I know.
Okay. Good. This way, then. Before the water gets any deeper.
Mum, if you're still there, please just sit tight.
David!
No need to panic. I'll be with you as soon as I can.
Is your mobile working?
Hey.
Have you got signal?
Only for a moment. No, look, no bars again.
No, me neither.
But listen, I did get through to Caroline, and she says we can take people to Grey Gables. There won't be rooms for everyone, but at least they'll have somewhere warm to spend the night.
That's great. Thanks, David.
Okay.
So who are you taking first?
Well, we just loaded Ed and Emma and the children onto the trailer, and then there's the Horribins number 6, there's Nathan and Neville Booth.
Right, fine.
What we need, though, is stuff we can use to block up people's doors.
I'll get onto it.
And we need more torches, so let's collect as many as we can, all right?
Well, either of you know how to get into the shop.
What's that, Rob?
The shop. Who's got a key?
It's empty, isn't it?
Yeah, but we should save the stock. People are going to need supplies.
We can't. If there's no immediate risk to life.
But surely we're going to need some food and...
Well, we haven't got the resources.
David, are you hearing this?
No, he's right, Rob. We need to concentrate on people's homes. So like I say, Harrison, whatever you can find to stop the water getting in, pads of cement, wooden boards...
Well, surely the council must have some sandbags somewhere.
Yes, they have. On the other side of Felpersham.
Well, shouldn't someone go? Look, I've got my car. I could drive there now.
There isn't time. It's at least 40 minutes drive, and that's in good weather.
Now listen!
Look, I'm going to finish loading up. I've probably got space for a couple more. All right, David.
Didn't see any of your friends rushing to help.
Here comes the boat from Arkwright Lake. Oh, great!
Well?
What's that?
Where the hell are the emergency services? Why are we being left to fend for ourselves?
I understand, and I'm sure help's on its way. Things are pretty bad over in Borchester too.
Don't try and mollify me.
Look, we're all just pitching in.
Then don't boss us around.
Rob.
Nobody put you in charge.
Rob.
What?
Mind the van. Excuse me. Clary, there's room on the trailer if you want to go up to Grey Gables.
Thanks, but I'm worried about Alistair and Shola. Me and Linda passed them on the way, David.
Yeah, I think David said they were moving the horses.
They were. But that were ages ago now. Do you think someone should go and look for them?
Well...
I mean, the water must be past the stables by now.
I'll go. I'll take the boat.
Rob, wait. Have you seen how deep it is that way?
So?
So, you could get swept away.
Then don't come with me. No one's asked you to.
Rob!
I'll go on my own.
Shula, I told you.
I might as well keep trying.
The phones are dead. You won't get through.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is my fault.
Auntie Chris, it's
if
not.
If I hadn't suggested saving the tack...
No.
Chris, it's not your fault.
No, don't worry. We'll get out of here somehow. Now, are you warm enough? We've got some horse rugs here.
Oh, thank you.
There you are. Alistair, maybe you could get back to the house somehow?
What?
Well, I don't know, but the landline might still be working.
Are you crazy? Have you seen the water?
Yes,
but... It's halfway up the stairs.
Oh, don't, please.
Well, what do you suggest?
I wish I knew.
Oh, stop it,
Auntie
you two.
Chris can't spend the night in the hayloft.
I said stop it, please. I'm begging you.
I'm sorry.
Did you hear that?
What?
Anybody there?
Oh, yes, yes.
There's someone out there.
Hello?
Jill?
Oh, hello, Alan. Oh. You don't mind, do you?
No.
I know they're water candles.
Well, that's what they're there for, to cast a little light.
Indeed.
Although I'm not sure it's going to be enough to see us through the night.
You don't think we'll be here that long, do you?
Well, who knows? But it's going to get cold pretty quickly, even for those with blankets.
Yes, I suppose it will.
So I've been wondering... Maybe we should try to get some of us out by car.
But I thought...
Yeah, I know, we can't get to the village. But it might be all right the other way. Neil says he can fit 4 people in his car. So, if you wanted to be one of them...
Oh, I see.
I don't like the idea of you staying here.
It's Frieda I'm worried about.
Yeah, I know. We need to get her to safety too.
I don't know, Alan. David's been calling.
Really?
I just hope that he and Pip are all right.
Well, did he leave a message?
No. At least, I've not been able to receive one.
Right.
Ellen, quick, it's Frieda. She's gone.
So, what do you mean,
she's
gone?
She's trying to get home. She's so worried about Bert.
No!
Oh. I tried to stop her, but she just ran out into the dark.
All right, Carol, I'm coming.
All right, Chris. Your turn now.
I can't, Shula.
Yes, you can. We've got you.
I can't.
I'm right underneath.
I won't let you go.
No. The boat keeps moving.
Auntie Chris.
You go.
Alistair, take yours.
I'll stay here.
Oh, don't be silly, as if we'd leave you. Come on.
Christine, we haven't got time for this. For God's sake, just swing your legs out of the window.
Rob.
I'm going to grab you.
No.
You're not helping.
Well, then tell her to get a grip. This is precarious enough as it is.
You can't bully her into it.
Oh.
Auntie Chris, look at me. You only have to be brave for a minute. Nobody's going to let you fall.
But
we can't stay here. You know that, don't you? You just need to trust us.
Yes, okay.
Well done. Rob?
Yeah, I'm ready. Alistair, keep the boat up against the wall.
I'm trying.
Now, there's a security light you can put your foot on.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh!
But take it slow. There's no need to rush.
Shula, I've got her now. You can let go.
Really?
No, Shula, no.
Christine, let go.
Chris, are you all right? Alistair?
Chris?
Yes. Yes, I think so. I'm okay.
Rob?
What happened? I couldn't see.
Rob! Rob!
Alistair?
I'm not sure. I think he hit his head. Oh. Quickly, down into the boat. We have to go. Frida! Frida! Oh, the door! Is it locked?
Alan! Is there anything we can do?
No, Jill, stay there! Frida! You're going to have to help me! Can you wind down the window? This water's just too strong!
There must be something. If he's not careful, he's going to lose his footing.
He's got it open.
Frida! Oh,
come on, hold on to me.
How's he going to get her out of there?
Come on. Oh. It's all right. I'll let go of him. Come on.
Alan, can you grab the wall? Maybe if you can brace yourself.
That's it. Now, try and find a step.
Carol, can you reach her?
Frida, you can do it. Come on.
Take her hand.
You've got her?
I think so. Come on now. Stay on your feet. Let's get you inside.
Oh, Alan. Are you all right?
What the hell was she thinking?
Well, she must have driven straight into it, trying to reach the bridge.
Didn't she realise how deep it was?
The car is going to hit the wall.
Oh, my... Go on, Jill. Let's go inside. There's no way we're getting out now.
No.
And no one's going to get to us either. Come on, take my arm. All we can do now is protect the church.
Yeah, okay.
And pray to God the water doesn't get any higher.
Please, Bert, drink just a little. It'll warm you up. Oh, do you need to sit closer to the range?
I left it on the radiator.
So what's that?
She said she'd be back by 10. What's she going to sleep in?
Frida?
She ain't got her nightie.
Oh, look, I really wouldn't worry about that.
Maybe she's gone back to the bungalow.
No.
She might have done.
Well, how would she have got there, Bert?
Well, I suppose she could have...
No, she couldn't, could she? You can't get down the lane. It's why I have to leave you. Not for long... But the water's reached the yard.
I tried to save the cold frame, see my bra beans.
I know.
But there was this rat jumped right out, it did. I suppose it must have fled its nest.
See, the thing is, I don't know where my dad is. I'm the only person here.
I look back down the garden and the water's going in the house.
But I'm really sorry, but...
No.
What? Oh, hang on. Wait, is that a tractor?
No, the dinner. Frida left me. I never took it out the oven.
But don't worry. So we're going to be all right. Dad's back now. Just wrap yourself in the blanket. Dad? Tom! Oh, I thought you were Dad.
Pip, are you on your own?
Yes. Dad left hours ago.
Are you okay?
Oh, Tom!
The culvert where?
Underneath the access road. You know where it dips down? The road's already flooded, and if it backs up any further, we won't be able to get the tankers through.
Well, where's Rob?
I can't reach him. We didn't think it would be a problem, so...
I don't know, Charlie.
We have to clear the culvert out.
Look, I'd like to help, but... Have you been into the village?
No. I've heard it's flooded.
Ian's working tonight. He's at Grey Gables.
Oh, hell, of course. Oh, your cottage... Adam, I'm so sorry. I didn't think...
That's okay.
Look, it doesn't matter. You've got enough to deal with. I'll sort something out.
What are you going to do?
Well, I wish I knew. I mean, I only just made it in the car. But seriously,
I'll bring the digger.
Adam, honestly, I don't want to...
It's impossible to get to the village anyway, and... Well, I was going to check the sheep, but I'm probably worrying about nothing.
You're absolutely sure?
Well...
We can always check them after.
Yeah. Exactly. They're on high ground, they'll be fine. An hour or two won't make a difference.
He texted to say he was helping the village, but that was hours ago. And Mum's taken Ben with her to Prudder. And Josh is at a mate's.
Okay.
And I have no idea where Gran is. She was supposed to be at the church.
Well, she won't be alone there, will she?
Tom, I don't know what to do. The pit's filling up again.
What? In the parlour?
Yeah. The standby generator's broken down, and if the water reaches the milk pump, well, then the parlour could be up for days, and we won't be able to milk the cows.
No, right, I see.
Unless we can hire a mobile bail, but where's that going to come from? There's no phone, there's no internet.
I know, I get it.
And I'm trying to take care of Bert, and he doesn't know what's happened.
Bert?
Yeah. His bungalow is gone. It's in the river. And he's so frightened, Tom. He just turned up in the yard and he couldn't stop shaking.
Oh, I can imagine.
But I'm frightened too.
No, of course.
I mean, what if something awful has happened?
No, no, it won't.
But what if it has?
Look, half the roads are flooded. David probably can't get through. It doesn't mean anybody's hurt.
No, no, I know.
Let's just concentrate on what we can do. Pip? Hey, come on. I'm here now.
The main drain. Dad and Eddie tried to block it to stop the water coming in.
Right, and what about the herd?
Oh, they're fine. I moved them to a Hereford shed, but they're still their feed. A lot of that's been ruined.
Well, do you want to try to save some of it? I can drive the loader.
No. No, no, we can always buy more feed. We have to save the parlour.
What do we need to do then?
I have one idea.
Well?
Or it might be stupid.
Well, say it anyway.
We could uninstall the milk pump. Take the unit out entirely so it can't get wrecked. And then hopefully in the morning...
Put it back.
Provided we get power back. At least we'll still have a working parlour.
Sounds like a plan to me.
You reckon?
Well, it's worth a shot. Show me what we need to do.
Dad, just row a little bit closer to the edge. That's it, a little bit closer.
Can you reach?
You stupid turkey. Come here.
Lucky boy name, lucky boy nature.
Well, at least I won't have to tell any more fibs to George. I said he'd be okay.
Edward, you sure you want to be doing this? You should be at Grey Gables.
No.
With Emma and the kids.
Yeah, what about Mum and Grandad? They're there too.
Yeah, I know, but...
What? Yeah, exactly. Ain't like I can do any good there anyway. They're safe. We got out of the house.
That's what I mean.
And there might still be people trapped. I'm not letting you do this on your own.
Okay, all right. I just think you've been through enough.
No, I'd rather be useful.
You see, Rob? He's in a bad way, didn't he?
What do you reckon he hit his head on?
Oh, I don't know. Might have been the rollock. There's quite a lot of blood.
At least he was talking.
Yeah, well, that's a good sign.
Yeah, come on, hand us the torch. Now, lucky you, sit tight.
Right, which way?
That's it, you're good. Hello? Anyone about? Shout if you can hear us. Hello?
Charlie, how's that? Look. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you extend the bucket any further?
What?
The mouth of the culvert. It's all blocked up with junk.
Well, I can't get it any closer.
Well, why not?
The bucket's going to jam up against the wall. We've done our best. Maybe there's simply nothing we can do.
Well, there is.
Charlie, I told you, it's just too tight.
We can still clear it out by hand.
What?
Adam, train your lights on me, can you?
You're not getting in the water. Charlie, hang on. Don't be an idiot. Charlie, wait.
Why do they always have to put the bolts in the most awkward places?
I guess I don't think you're going to have to remove it very often. Can you see?
Not really.
Do you want to try my mobile? The extra light might help.
No. I can feel it with my hand.
Tom, we have to do this faster.
I know.
It's going to be too late soon.
Don't remind me. It's creeping past my waist. Uh-huh. It's turning. Ah! Oh. Great. That's the torch gone for a Burton.
What happened?
My hand.
Is it bad? Tom? Tom, pass me the wrench.
What?
The wrench, Tom. Give it to me.
Pip, you won't be able to...
Let me have a try.
else is in here? Branches? Feed bags?
Go on, hand it up to me.
Anyone lost a bicycle wheel?
Not that I know of.
Maybe the rest is in here somewhere.
How you doing? That must be almost deep.
Yeah, it's pretty deep. Although I can feel the water moving faster. Yeah, the drainage is definitely improving. Oh.
What?
Yeah, feels like some old corrugated sheeting. Yeah, I must be caught in the grill.
Oh, Charlie!
Alan! Alan, help!
What's wrong? What is it?
My foot! It's trapped!
Johnny! Come on! Try to reach my hand! Johnny! Johnny! I can't see you!
Johnny! Hey, what was that?
Hey?
Shh! Stop rowing! I thought I heard a shout.
I can't hear nothing.
Yeah, where are Kathy and Jamie?
Well, they ain't next door. They're at Great Gables with everybody else.
Well, do you want to go inside? See if there's anything we can save? Maybe grab some extra clothes or something?
What's there going to be? There'll be plenty of time to pick through the mess once the river's gone back to
you. Yeah, I know.
There's no need to do it now.
I'll go if you want. Don't look too deep by the
Son,
door.
Son, honestly, point that torch somewhere else.
Okay, I'm sorry.
When your mob said she was leaving for the night, I kind of hoped it were just a precaution. Looks like we're both homeless, doesn't it?
Yeah, it was again. No, I'm sure I heard someone.
Oh, I reckon it's just the wind making you hear things.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, come on, there ain't nothing for it. Let's head back to the hotel.
I did. I loosened that bolt for you.
Oh, yeah? You reckon, do you? And what about the other three?
What's happening? Are they back?
Oh, why, Bert?
No, I'm sorry.
But we did manage to remove the milk pump. Well, Pip did anyway.
Whatever. Nothing we can do till morning now. Let me get these overalls off and then I'll fetch us both some towels. Do you need a bandage for your hand?
No, I mainly just grazed the knuckles.
Yeah, you sure?
Yeah, some antiseptic would be good.
Sure.
I've been thinking. It's been years since me and Frieda haven't shared a bed. She'll have no one to keep her warm.
I know.
But there'll still be people looking after her, though.
Do you think?
There's bound to be, Bert. I mean, look at Tom. He came here to help.
And there'll be others doing just the same.
Exactly. We just have to do our best not to worry. Until we're all together again.
It won't be long. Pip, it really won't be.
No. Why don't you put the kettle on?
Sure. I'll just wash my hands first.
I'll find you some dry clothes. Bert, do you need another blanket?
Yes, please.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, we'll settle down by the range. I don't think the water's rising anymore. We should be safe enough down here.
5, 6, 27, 28, 29, 30. Come on, Charlie, please don't leave me. Breathe! Oh God, Charlie, no! Oh, yes! That's it! Come on, breathe! Charlie, breathe! Can you hear me? Oh!
Warm.
It's all right. You're okay. I got you out. Don't panic. I'm just putting my coat around you. You're fine. I'm not gonna leave you.
But you don't know. They might have brought them here. They could be in one of the bedrooms.
I'm sorry, Shula. I mean, there isn't exactly a system. We're putting folk anywhere we can, in the lounge, in the ballroom.
But you definitely haven't seen Bert or Frieda.
Well, I haven't, no. Look, can I fetch you a pillow? It's about the best I can do at the moment.
No.
Or there's food
the
and
the
hot drinks in the
through,
restaurant.
We're just trapping it in there. Well, we did our best. Nobody can say you didn't try.
Oh, David.
Oh,
thank goodness. Oh, you're here.
Of course I'm here.
Oh.
What on earth happened? I thought that you'd left the stables with the horses.
No, I know.
If I'd realised that you were still there...
I know, but Auntie Chris stayed behind.
Harrison? Hmm? Is that it? Is there anyone else coming?
No, we've got everyone out of the danger zone now.
Well, if you want to clean up, you can use the health club. It's a bit of a free-for-all, but...
Cheers, Roy. And where's Alistair?
Oh, he's upstairs with Rob.
How is he?
Well, he was sitting up the last time I saw him. I mean, he was lucky. It could have been a lot worse.
Well, I did warn...
Elizabeth's here too.
Really?
Yeah, that's all right, David. She's fine.
Yeah, her car got stranded in the lane. Oh, it was horrible, David. The water, everywhere you looked, it just kept coming in.
I know.
And poor Auntie Chris, I was so frightened
for her. It's over now, isn't it?
What about Mum? Have you spoken to her? Is she all right? Is she at Brookfield?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. The phones still aren't working.
What?
Let's sit down, shall we? Roy?
Just go on through. There isn't much room.
Okay.
But wherever you can find a space.
I'll come with you.
Yeah, just make yourself at home.
There you are.
Oh, thanks, Elizabeth.
Joe, your tea.
Oh, you're an angel, Elizabeth Padgett. Now, go on, Daphne. Back in me pocket.
Haven't you got one for yourself?
Oh, no, I'm right. You've both had worse nights than me. So, who else was in the ball?
Oh, well, Joe was there with Ed and Emma and Rob and Helen.
That young Phoebe?
Yeah, she was there too.
Yeah, and a good thing it was that your PC Harrison made that announcement, because by the time Ed and Emma got home, there was already water in the kitchen.
Oh, I'm so sorry. How was it when you left?
With the pub? Well, when the lights went out, we were up to our ankles. Me and Jazzy did manage to lift quite a lot of furniture.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I still don't know how I'm going to tell Mum and Kenton, though.
No. Well, don't worry for the moment.
Here comes the Euros now.
Ooh. Hiya. How's it going?
Harrison, you're back.
Is David with you?
Yeah. He's over there with Sheila.
Sorry.
No, of course. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Hey, stop nipping.
Joe?
It's Jaffers. She's hungry. Well, Clary managed to save her ferrets, but she didn't bring nothing for him to eat. Mm. I think I'll go and find some.
Yeah, all right.
Well, this is quite a menagerie. Cats, dogs, ferrets, people.
Have you seen Linda? She's just staring into space.
Yeah. But what about you?
Me? I'm all the better for seeing you. Joe thinks you and David are the heroes of the hour.
Oh, hardly.
I think so too. I'm so sorry for not believing you.
Well, you were certainly very courageous.
That's what everyone's been saying, isn't it, Sheila?
Hmm?
Rob, it was very brave of him to rescue you like that.
Oh, yes, it was. Well, we wouldn't have got out otherwise.
Well, now you're both safe.
David?
You're not going, are you?
Where? Brookfield, David, you can't.
I have to. At least I need to try.
David, honestly...
Pip's there all by herself.
Oh, isn't Mum with her?
No.
Well, so where is she?
Well, I hope she's at St. Stephen's.
You hope?
No, I'm sure she is. Really, look, don't worry, she's perfectly safe. I'm going to fetch her too.
Well, if you're sure she's safe, then wait until the morning. It's too dangerous. It's pitch black out there.
Elizabeth.
I mean, how deep was it at the stables?
Oh, it was up to the surgery windows.
Well, Rob managed.
In a boat, and look what happened to him.
I don't know what it's like now. It's going to be even deeper.
Come on, David, please.
Elizabeth's right.
But,
no, tell me you're not going to do anything stupid.
No, you mustn't.
David.
Yeah, all right. I won't go.
Good.
Now... I think there's some space next to Linda. Come on.
Huh?
Over here.
Oh. Elizabeth.
Oh, hi, Roy.
How are you doing?
Have you been all right, I suppose.
Hang on. You're still soaking.
I'm fine.
Rubbish. Let me get you something dry to wear.
Could you...
Oh, of course. Sorry. Do you want me to go?
No, just... Let's turn around. It doesn't seem quite real, does it?
Tell me about it. First I knew was when Caroline called.
Oh, what, were you at home?
Yeah. Couldn't believe what I was hearing.
Well, they have been amazing, Oliver and Caroline. I mean, the way they've tried to organise everything.
Well, especially when you think they don't know what's happened to Grange Farm.
Could you pass a dressing gown?
Sure.
Thanks. They've been keeping everyone so chipper. Still, I don't suppose there's been time to think. Oh, that's better.
Can I turn back round?
Yeah, I think I'm decent.
Right.
Thanks for looking after me.
You know you don't need to thank me.
No, but...
Actually, there's something I meant to tell you.
Oh?
Probably isn't the most appropriate time, but... Well, Hayley's asked for a divorce.
Oh, I see.
Thought you might want to know. You know.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that, Roy.
Yeah, sure.
At least you've still got your home.
Yeah, and the girls are safe. Yeah. Phoebe's at home farm.
Home farm? No. No, she was at the ball.
What?
But that's what Fallon said, didn't you know?
Oi, Kira, come on, darling. Don't run off.
I want to go home.
What? And miss all the adventure? That was like one big sleepover. No, Mummy didn't mean to cry.
Fallon,
Yeah, we're okay. Would you tell Emma that I'll look after her for a while?
Uh-huh.
But why don't we see if we can find some paper? And then you could do some drawings. Do you like drawing?
Yeah.
You do? Well, I bet there's some behind reception. What?
What do you mean, what?
Why are you smiling at me like that?
There's no reason. You're just very good at this, that's all.
No, am I?
Hey, Fallon.
Oh, Roy. You haven't got any paper, have you?
Paper?
Yeah, for Kira to draw on.
Yeah, I expect so. Listen, was Phoebe in the pub this evening?
Phoebe?
Yeah, you told Elizabeth she was there.
Yeah, she came to the karaoke.
Do you know what happened to her?
Well, last time I saw her, she was on the green.
Yeah, she left with everybody else.
Was she going home? Was she coming here?
I just don't know.
Well, you must have some idea. I mean, you were down there.
Oh, I'm sorry, Roy.
I wish we did.
You know, Joe, sandwiches tend to be better with the bread.
What? No, I want the chicken for me ferrets.
I see.
Here, you go ahead, though.
Right. Actually, what are those ones there? Are they ham?
Oh, I don't know. I ain't looked. Oh. You know, the way you leapt into help this evening, Phil Archer would have been very proud.
Get off. It's not just me,
No, it? But I didn't like we've had any help from outside, is it, eh? Too busy looking after their executive homes and their Riverside apartments.
Oh, I don't know about that, Joe.
Yeah, well, it's true. It says country folk what always gets forgotten.
Well, to be honest, Joe, I just wish I was on the farm. Pip's there on her own.
Well, she's a sensible lass. She'll know what to do.
Let's hope so.
Of course she will. She lived on that farm all her life. Knows it like the back of her hand.
Yeah, I know.
So don't you worry. Young Pip will be fine.
Yeah. Excuse me, Joe. I need to take these sandwiches to Shula.
Where are you going, David Archer? Don't you want no chicken, what?
I'm sorry, Roy. I haven't seen her.
Linda?
Hmm?
Phoebe, did you see her coming up here?
No, I don't think so.
Right, okay. Well, thanks anyway.
So, did Scruff have his collar on?
Oh, yes, he always had it on.
Well, that's good. He was always quite excitable.
Well, not with me, he wasn't. I trained it out of him.
No, okay.
That's why I can't understand why he wouldn't answer to me.
I'm sure someone will find him.
Shula, I've brought you something to eat.
Oh, thank you, David. Linda's been telling me Scruff's gone missing.
Oh, really?
I don't know when I'm going to look for him. I'm on reception at 9. Oh, no, my uniform. It's at the house.
Oh, well, never mind.
Never mind? I'll have to go back and fetch it.
Linda, come on now. I hardly think you'll be working.
Why not? We have to carry on somehow.
Yes, but no one will be expecting you to. That's all David's saying.
But what would he care? He's leaving Ambridge, running away. The rest of us can't just up sticks and abandon the village.
Well, actually...
Yes, go on, David.
No, it doesn't matter.
Linda, you couldn't be more wrong.
Shula, honestly, just leave him.
Phoebe, your Phoebe, sweetheart, there you are.
Oh, wonderful, he's found her. That's such a relief. It's nice to see at least one happy reunion, isn't it, David?
Sorry, I think I'm just...
David?
Won't be long. I just need to... I'll be back in a minute.
David, has Roy found Phoebe?
Oh, Elizabeth, yeah, I think they're in the lounge.
They are?
Yeah. She practically jumped into his arms.
Oh, that is good news. Roy's beside himself.
Yeah.
David, what on earth?
It's all right, it's nothing. I'll be all right.
No, come on, what's the matter?
No, I just need a moment.
Don't be silly. There's no need to pretend. This is more than any of us can handle.
I need to know what's happening, Elizabeth. And to Pip and to Mum. I mean, for all I know, the farmhouse might be underwater.
No, I understand. At least I know Lily and Freddie are safe.
Yeah. You know, I'm stuck here. I can't do anything.
But you've done so much. You have been incredible.
Not according to Linda.
Linda?
She thinks I've deserted everyone.
How have you possibly...
And she's right. You know, just look around you.
David, you're shattered. You're bound to be emotional.
No, look. Look how the whole village is pulled together and I can't even defend... I can't even defend my own farm, my own family.
David.
This flood is far worse than any new road. I'm sorry. As soon as it's light again, I'm going to take the tractor. I'm going to find Mum. I'm going back to Brookfield.
No, however bad it is. No, not until it's
safe.
There
is no choice. I have to.
Charlie? It's okay. It's okay. It's morning.
But the...
You're in my Mum and Brian's house.
Adam, you're...
Yeah. Yeah, I'm still here. Where did you think I'd be?
No,
don't sit up. Keep your ankle still, it's only a makeshift splint. Ralph's going to take you to A&E as soon as he's able to get his car through. How much do you remember?
I remember getting my foot trapped and not being able to keep my head above the water. Next thing, I was on the bank. How'd you get me out?
I don't know. I wasn't really thinking. Luck, I guess.
Luck?
Well, I couldn't really see anything. But somehow your foot must have come loose. I was able to drag you out. I pulled you up onto the bank, tried to get you breathing. I was terrified you wouldn't make it. But hey, you did. I'm just happy you're alive.
Still, thanks for not giving up on me.
Adam, are you coming? I mean, you don't have to. I mean, I can check the sheep on my own.
No, you go. You've done enough.
You sure?
Yeah.
Hello? Anybody there? Anybody?
Yeah, hold on!
Can you hear me? Are you in there?
Wait! I need to move the kneelers out of the way!
Neil!
David!
Oh.
Are you a sight for sore eyes?
Where's Mum?
How did you get here?
Where's Mum, Neil? There's a car in the river. Is it Frieda's?
Yeah, but...
David! Oh. I knew you'd get here eventually.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, love.
You're okay?
Yes.
But look at you all. How many of you are there?
What about Ed? Has he been to the cottage yet?
No, not yet.
He doesn't know what state it's in then?
Well, the green's completely flooded, so...
No, of course.
But to be honest, we didn't speak for long. So many people wanted to use the phone.
Yeah. Well, you need to get down there. As soon as we've checked the sheep, take the tractor. I can deal with the farm.
Thanks, Brian. But I'm not sure I can face it.
Well, don't you want to be with Ian?
Well, yeah, of course, but... I'm so exhausted.
whatever's happened at home, it's wrecked now anyway.
Yeah, I suppose. Goodness me, the lane's even flooded here.
Yeah, I know. It'd only be runoff from the rain, surely.
You'd have thought so, but...
Stop! Over there, in the hedge.
Oh, my Lord.
I don't believe it. You said this field never floods.
No, it doesn't. Not since I can remember.
Come on, quick! We need to rescue as many as we can!
If you can just get us as far as my truck, I'll drive Frieda to hospital.
Well, right.
I'd like to stay with her anyway. She's in shock apart from anything else.
Thank goodness Alan managed to pull her out the car.
And thank goodness for St. Stephen's. If we hadn't been able to shelter here...
Oh, that's true. Oh, Carol, how's Glebe Cottage?
Pretty well unscathed.
Carol, the whole carpet's damp and there's that leak in the kitchen.
Yes, but that's pretty much it, isn't it? Compared with the people from Grange Spinney.
Even so, I think Carol should come back with us, David.
No, no, no. You take your mother home, David. I'll be fine.
Well, okay. Thanks, Carol.
Carol, would you mind helping me fetch Frieda?
No, no, of course not.
Are you ready, Mum?
I don't like leaving her on her own. Whatever she says, David.
To be honest, Mum, we might not have a choice. We don't know what state the farm's in yet.
No, but...
Come on, come on. Let's make sure we still have a home first.
Adam, I managed to get through to Tom. He's going to bring another trailer.
When?
Now. He'll take some of the sheep back to Bridge Farm if you want.
In you go. Right. Okay, great.
How many is that now?
I'm not sure. There must be at least another four ewes in this hedgerow. It's lucky the fence came down, or they wouldn't have got up there.
Well, let's be thankful for small mercies.
There are a lot of drowned ones, too.
Well, it's the worst time, with all this wool on them.
Oh, it doesn't bear thinking about.
Well, there's nothing we can do about that now.
No.
We just have to focus on saving the ones that are still alive.
Pip! Pip! Oh, for God's sake, why won't you answer?
Dad? Huh? Dad!
Pip! Where were you? I've been calling you.
I couldn't hear. It was Milky.
Oh, Pipsqueak, come here.
I thought something terrible had happened to you.
I know. I'm sorry.
What happened? I kept trying to call.
I couldn't get across the river.
Dad, it's just been awful. Bert and Frieda's bungalow's flooded, and so's Rickyard.
Yeah, I know, I saw.
Where's Gran?
It's all right, she's here, she's in the house.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, everyone's safe. Oh. Although, Frieda's had to go to hospital.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, then we should tell Bert. He's been fretting the entire night.
Yeah, all right. But
I think he's still asleep in Ben's room.
Pip, hang on. Pip, I shouldn't have left you here by yourself, so... Whatever's happened, whatever damage has been done, it's my fault, okay? So don't worry, we'll sort it all out.
Well, I couldn't stop the water getting into the clamp or the feed store.
No, okay.
And we almost lost the parlour.
I thought you said you were milking.
Oh, I did. But we had to uninstall the pump.
You did what?
Tom and me. The pit started filling up again and it was going to flood the motor.
Wait. Go back a bit. Tom was here.
Oh, yeah. He left about half an hour ago. He thought we might need his help.
Oh, right.
Like I said, we couldn't stop the water coming in, no. So we took the milk pump out instead. We unbolted it from the wall, disconnected it from the system.
What, the entire unit?
Yeah. Then this morning, the water in the pit had gone down a bit, so we put it back in. I mean, I was a bit late starting milking. But the cows are going through now. I've stored down the shed, so I'll be able to take them straight back after.
I don't know what to say. You know, I haven't slept a wink wondering what was happening to the farm. Joe was right.
Joe Grundy?
Yeah, he said Brookfield was in safe hands. For once, I should have listened to him.
So when did they leave?
I'm not sure. Jenny didn't say.
But they got off all right?
Yes, Adam, yeah. Raph's taken Charlie. All being well, they should be at the hospital now.
Well, that's good.
Have you counted them?
It's eight dead lambs and maybe 19, 20 ewes. And we'll probably find a few more when the water goes down.
I expect so. And I suppose you have any idea when the carcass collection might come?
No. No, they just have to stay in the yard.
Yeah.
Why didn't I check on them last night? I was going to.
Adam, you weren't to know.
But I did.
It's as much my fault.
I had this nagging feeling.
If I'd have thought that field would flood,
no, Brian,
I'd have been out there
with you.
It's never happened before.
I still should have known. The Yam's never flooded like this before either. Now look.
You can't blame yourself.
Can't I?
Of course not.
It shouldn't have happened.
Adam, hey now, come on. You've been up all night worrying about Ian and the house. Just think about Charlie. If you hadn't been with him, I dread to think what might have happened.
Yeah, and I forgot about everything else.
Well, what else were you meant to do? You said it yourself. Anyone would have done the same.
Oh, well, the Herefords are looking all right.
Yeah, cattle are always better outside.
It's a good job, really. They're going to have to stay up here a while.
Yeah, guess they will.
Wow. Wow, what a view. That's just surreal. Look at all the houses. It's like a lake. How long is it going to take to go back down?
Well, that depends on the weather. Weeks, probably.
Just think of all those people who have lost their homes. Great Auntie Christine, Great Uncle Jim, Linda and Robert, the Grundys.
Yeah.
Dad? Dad, what is it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm just so relieved. It's been like a nightmare. No, it has been a nightmare, and I can't say that I feel as though I've really woken up. But knowing you're all safe.
I wish you'd let me speak to Mum.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just didn't think. She's fine, though. All she wanted to know was that you and Josh were okay.
Right, you told her he's still in Darrington?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And at least she's not been panicking.
I guess it's a good thing she hadn't seen the news.
Yeah, exactly. I'm so proud of you, Pip. The way you thought on your feet to rescue the parlour.
Dad.
I'll never forgive myself for not being there.
You were helping other people, our friends, our neighbours.
I know, but I'm sorry.
Please stop saying that.
No, but I am. I'm sorry for abandoning you, and I'm sorry for not listening.
You didn't abandon me.
And I'm sorry for disappointing you about the move.
Dad, I'm not disappointed. Honestly, I've never really wanted to leave Brookfield.
Well, from now on, things are going to be different. Whatever decisions we make, you'll be a part of them.
Thanks, Dad.
I mean it.
I know you do. Looks like someone's realised we've got a problem.
Yeah, a bit late, aren't they? Just as the sun's coming through.
It is kind of beautiful, though, isn't it? From up here, anyway.
Of course it is. Come on. It's our home. And it always will be.
Thank you. You can follow the Archers on Facebook and Twitter. Find out how at bbc.co.uk/archers.